So how do ordinary people go from feeling stuck and trapped in their life to positively changing, living with 10 times more confidence and self-belief in their ability and getting the results that they want in their life? In this podcast, we give you the tools, techniques, and questions that society doesn't teach you to help you do exactly that. My name's James Hatney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. There are two types of failure. Which one are you going to choose? Yes, welcome. It is the Impact Coaching Podcast with me, as always, James Hatney. How are you doing today? Whenever you are listening to today's podcast, which is being released on the 5th of March, Friday the 5th of March, can you believe already that we are in the third month of 2021? It feels like 2020 hasn't even finished yet. It's going that quick. And if you're listening to this podcast in later on in 2021 or in 2022 or 2025, doesn't matter. We're still going quick. We're still flying through life. So welcome to today's show, where we're going to be talking about the two kinds of failure that are going to be in your life. And you have a choice which one you choose. And that's a great thing about it. It's down to you. It's down to you which one you choose. So we're going to be running through the two types today and how you can reflect back on these so they can empower you to make the right decision. So before we dive into today's podcast, if you haven't already, hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the show. And at the end of today's podcast, make sure you head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/confidence so you can multiply your confidence within the space of 45 minutes by jumping on an instant confidence call with me, so you can have the confidence to attempt bigger and better things in your life, overcome obstacles, and improve the bottom line. And that link is in the show notes, and that's www.impactcoachingglobal.com/confidence. Okay, let's dive into today's podcast and talk about failure. Now, first of all, this fear of failure. When I say failure to you, how does it make you feel? Does it make you go, ooh, failure? Ooh, stop saying failure, James. Stop saying it. How does it make you feel when you think of that word? Do your hair stand up on your arms? Do you shiver away? Do you want to avoid the word? It's interesting how different people react, because I used to react in the same way of, oh, I don't want failure. You know, we've been brought up for years and years through our childhood, through school, through education, that failure is bad and failure is something to avoid. When I think back to when I was at school, you know, I wasn't the greatest of people in terms of the set-wise. I was never somebody who could sit there and write essays or sit there in silence and have to work through algebra and all that stuff. It didn't interest me. I love sport. So when I was assigned to these things, and yes, I was getting the lower grades, it was seen as failure and it was seen as something to avoid. And I used to really fear that failure because I felt like I kind of went through school doing it. And yeah, I've turned out okay now, I'd like to think. But anyway, failure is something I feel that we have been taught to avoid through such a young age, going through school, through society, to avoid failure and to live within our comfort zone, to only recognize our achievements or other people's achievements, when really failure is such a big part of life. And it's as an adult, that fear of failure can hold you back from doing what you want to do, from doing what you love, to doing what you are passionate about, and to do what you want to do in life. The thoughts, the internal chatter of, what if it all goes wrong? What if I fail? What will people think if I fail? What if it doesn't go to plan? What if I brand myself as a failure? That fear of the unknown, that fear of something going wrong. Even when, you know, you can be 99% sure that whatever you want to do will go to plan, but there's just that 1% of little doubt in the back of your mind, that fear of failure that can feel even more powerful and louder, that internal chatter that is only 1%, but it can overpower the 99% of you that feels like you can do it. Now, as an NLP practitioner, and there's a thing we have within NLP called presuppositions, which we apply to situations and we apply to life. And one of them is, there's no such thing as failure, only feedback. Let me read that to you again. There's no such thing as failure, only feedback. Now, these presuppositions, they aren't true. They aren't exact true facts of life. These are things that you can apply to life to view them through different perceptions and different viewpoints. And I've adopted this in all areas of my life, that the thing is that there's no such thing as failure, only feedback. And I've realized that failure is a greater opportunity for learning over when something goes right and something goes to plan. Failure or feedback, however you want to label it, allows you to be better, allows you an opportunity to learn from what hasn't gone to plan and how you can avoid that and make that better next time. Failure allows you to grow. Failure allows you to learn, to adapt to situations. If you look now what's happening with this pandemic, something's gone wrong. We don't know exactly what has, but something's gone wrong. And instead of us branding it as, oh, well, you know, it's a failure, something's gone wrong, we're adapting, we're growing with what is happening, and it's learning from what doesn't go to plan so you can be better next time. And that's right, but if you allow listening to this fear, if you allow this fear to creep in, fear can stop you from taking action, keep you procrastinating and living a mediocre life within your comfort zone. And we both know that nothing magical happens in your comfort zone. That promotion in your job, you know, starting a business, starting your journey of self-development, getting fitter, getting healthier, improving your life, whatever that may be, requires you to bring into failure into your life, to go into your stretch zone. That is where the magic happens. So what are these two types of failure that you're going to face? And it's down to you to choose which one you want to have in your life. So the first one is, for me, the biggest failure of all, of not doing anything. You let that fear of failure win. So your dream, your goal, your desire, whatever you have that's burning inside of you, you allow failure to allow that to be buried with you. You allow that failure to overpower, that fear of failure, you allow that to overpower, so you get buried with that dream, with that goal, with that purpose that you have felt inside of you. And that failure overpowers and you live with that failure. You fail your dream, you fail your goal, you fail yourself. And that eats away at you in the form of regret. That I should have, I wish I had, if I had the opportunity again. And I've heard this so often from elderly people or older people than me, the older generations who have come to you. Have you ever had this where they've come to you and gone, well, listen, they give you some form of life advice from experience of allowing that fear of failure to grip them. You know, they tell you that, you know what, live your life, do what you want to do, live out your dreams. You're young, you're still young. And they're speaking from a place of regret. They're speaking from a place of where they have allowed failure to really grab hold of them and overpower them. And they're wanting you now to not make the same mistakes. But I feel that so many people shrug off this advice from the older generations and just go, yeah, okay, a lot of people say that. And that's because a lot of people allow their fear of failure to get in the way of their dreams, to allow that dream to stay inside of them and never to actually take action. And I feel these people are speaking from experience of allowing that failure, that fear of failure that has overpowered them, for you not to make that mistake. You know, I should have done this. I wish I would have done that in my 30s, in my 40s. If I had that opportunity again. They've allowed external circumstances, limiting beliefs, other people's opinion, their internal chatter to get the better of them. So for you now, and if you allow that, if you allow your external circumstances, your limiting beliefs, your internal chatter to get the better of you, if you allow that fear of failure to get the better of you, you fail yourself, your dream and your goals. And you live life just with that big fail, the fact that you've just never taken action. And you allow the obstacles, the challenges to be the reason why you quit. So that's the first one, that the fact that you don't do anything and you let the fear of failure just crush all your dreams. And this can be seen as one or two big, big failures that eat away inside of you for the rest of your life. The second is that you fail your way to success. Multiple failures that are smaller than the first failure. Multiple failures on the way towards success. You learn your way to success. Success is made up of a multitude of many failures. as I said at the start, failing and making mistakes is the greatest opportunity in your life to learn. And you learn your way to success. Each one of these mini failures is an opportunity to learn and get better, to progress, to adapt, to grow in your life, because you're pushing yourself into your stretch zone. So you allow the obstacles, the challenges, to be the reasons why you learn, grow, and push forward through these obstacles and challenges. You fail your way to success. Well, what you do is you overcome these mini little failures. Instead of allowing the fear of failure to just crush your dream ultimately, you allow these little mini failures to progress you forward, to move forward to your dreams, to your goals, to your ambitions that you have. You grow, you learn, you adapt as a person, and you enjoy the journey because you're challenged, because you feel purpose and you feel meaning, because you're taking action and you're abolishing the future regrets, you're abolishing the I should have, I wish I had. And people start to notice because you start to move forward. You start to be more confident, you start to have greater self-esteem, you start to be more adaptive and more resilient to events and challenges that are in your life. And as I've said, when you fail your way to success, you allow the obstacles, the challenges, to be the reasons why you learn, grow, and push forward, instead of allowing the obstacles and the challenges to be the reason why you quit. I was talking to a very good friend of mine who has a very successful business as a master NLP practitioner. And she said to me, I am highly qualified in making mistakes, but that gives me loads of opportunities to learn and grow. I am highly qualified in making mistakes, but that gives me lots of opportunities to learn and grow. So it's your choice, and it's your choice which one you choose. So many people around you more than likely will accept the first option. And you may have been doing that already, like I used to do, accepting that, you know what, my dreams, my goals and ambitions, I'm not going to take action because of the fear of failure. When in reality, you're choosing the biggest failure of all, of you failing your dreams, your goals and your ambitions, and you're going to live with that for the rest of your life. Or you take the second option. You fail your way to success. You learn, you grow, you adapt, as success is made up of many failures. And let me give you an example of one of the biggest successes that you have ever had that has been made up of many failures. If you hadn't mastered the art of failing, you would have never learned to walk or to run. As a child, when you're learning to walk, as a toddler, as a baby, as an infant, you fall down so many times learning to walk. You fall down countless times. Your parents encourage you. You encourage yourself to get back up and fall down once again. But each time you are learning and growing, you are determined. So if you didn't have this inside of you, you would have never have learned to walk. You would never have learned to get back up on your feet and take them steps forward. So it's inside of you. You have that there. You have that determination. You have that resilience to overcome the little failures. And when I think back about learning to walk, we don't remember the all the falling downs that we had. We just remember that we can walk. We don't see the failures. And that's with success as well in adult life. We never see the failures. We just see the successes. The same with walking, learning to walk. We never see the amount of times that we fell over. We just see the success that we learned to walk. And what do you want to look back and reflect on in 10, 20 years' time? Do you want to look back with regret, with I wish I should have, with wishes, telling other people younger than you about the mistakes that you, the one mistake that was you never went for your dreams, for your ambitions, for your goals? Or would you rather reflect back and give advice of, okay, you know, I failed. I learned a lot by pushing on. Look what I have been able to do by being resilient and overcoming failure. Which would you prefer? It's your choice. Either way, you are going to fail. Either way, it's down to you. Which failure do you choose? Do you choose the big failure that is you never going for your dreams, your ambitions, or your goals? Or do you choose the mini failures on the way towards achieving your goals, your successes, your greatest desires, your dreams, your ambitions? You choose. So that's a message of today's podcast, is you're going to choose failure either way. Which one do you want to choose? So as we're coming towards the end of the podcast now, it's time for me to flick in my little book of quotes. So, here we go. And today's quote is, "We must overcome the notion that we must be regular. It robs you of the chance to be extraordinary." We must overcome the notion that we must be regular. It robs you of the chance to be extraordinary. I really like that quote. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Remember to head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/confidence with the link in the show notes to book your instant confidence call with myself, your free call. I look forward to speaking to you like I have done with so over many people. And remember that your habits and routines all work towards your dreams.